Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, one more time in 2023. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends.
Hello.
Dane Swan, Samantha Richards, hi.
Hello. I've missed you guys. It's what happens when you have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Did you miss
Why
us,
Why do we have a couple of weeks off?
Just hard to get guests. And a friend of mine once said, don't make your games count. What is it?
What? Don't Bob, you're telling the story.
Make your games count.
You're telling that story.
I'm the same with our podcast.
If we, yeah. Absolutely.
If nothing's fucking happening, you can't get a good guest, we'll have a week off.
Correct. Don't believe in the... Us ready to be able to create content, good content for the fans?
Not this time of year, no.
Oh, okay.
And we've been doing it for 5 years now. Isn't that outrageous?
Five?
Yeah, this is our fifth year, I'm pretty sure.
So there's 19, 20, 21, 22, 20, 5 years.
When's Bo Cruise?
Yeah, the five-year anniversary of Bo Cruise. It's coming up. I'll keep you informed.
Perfect.
So many highlights for the year. I mean, you've had a big year, Dane. Started learning that men could have periods and ended with a cooking show.
That was exciting, and I was proven right. I was ahead of my time. Was I not?
That is true, yep.
We can't even plan, like...
Whether you believe it or not, I have my doubts, but I just...
You have your doubts on a few things.
I have my doubts on a few things, but not totally convinced that they can have them, but, like, it's the world we live in, and I've seen some stuff that they do, so...
First-hand?
Not first-hand. I haven't been bled on by...
All right. Well, that was 1 minute 39 into a podcast at 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's TMI for the day.
I haven't had the Dolmio grin from a...
Okay. From a man.
If someone out there has been intimate with a guy while they've been on their period or have just seen it, just let hit up the DM.
You don't have to.
Why?
We don't need to know.
So Sam, can you
send
play
photos,
the intro,
please?
No, some things just keep to yourself.
Send photos.
Can you play the intro? We'll start in a bit.
We'll start again. Here we go.
What do you mean?
For one last time in 2023, it's Hump Day with Swanee Friends Day and Swan's.
That's what I believe the colour of the men's period.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, there.
So are you a busy guy now, just with, you know, your life's changed a fair bit in the last 12 months?
It has.
This is the date today. Have you got a big extravagant party planned for the twins?
Yeah, it's called Christmas. Fucking not my and they're not my fault. They're born between. Well, I guess it's kind of is my fault. They're born.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't pull out in the right month.
No.
I think is it March? March is the month you're meant to be extra careful. March. Is that right? April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Yes. Yeah, stay away.
Ours were 5 weeks early.
Right. Well, yeah. March is... I read a thing about the people that have got Christmas and New Year's birthdays.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck was wrong with their parents in March? Like, so many people just need to be extra careful with contraception in March. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a Christmas baby and then you're lumped with birthday and Christmas presents.
Yeah, so that's what we are. So, ours is somewhere in...
Jan.
My kids are born...
Easter conception.
Yeah.
There we are.
Easter.
Kids are born somewhere between the 25th and 31st.
Were they? You're a fucking idiot. Oh, no, yours were early.
I are.
Although Noah was early.
Big birthday? I don't know. That's something you'd have to ask my partner.
You're not planning? Not helping plan?
I'm not a big planner.
No. We've realised that.
Well, why would I do that when someone else, they were better? Like someone used to tell me. Just let the baker bake the bread.
Yeah.
Just let people do what they're good at.
Yeah.
Well, also, Christmas shopping. How many, you're a male that I'm aware of, and I think you're a female.
Mm-hmm.
How much Christmas shopping do you actually do? How much does Steve actually do? Because I got asked, why am I ever going to buy a present for my children?
You've already been children shamed.
Yeah. Do you buy them or Sue?
Please.
Have you? How many presents would you have bought?
And I'm not sure if I'm still allowed to be in 2023, but at this time of year, I really play the Jew card.
Yeah.
Sue organises everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
what card is that? Is that the same as the WOG card?
Yep.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it's like
hard dating a WOG. Yeah, let me tell you.
I don't know if you've got any elderly parents or people in your life who have a hearing aid, and they decide when they want to hear something.
Yes.
It's like that.
Yeah,
it's
right. Exactly the same. That's also shoot me, but that's also part being male. Like,
Of course.
The amount of things that I say and plan, and if it's not in the diary, I apparently never said it.
That's correct.
So
Stephen, a Christmas present buyer?
No. And it drives me. I said to him 2 nights ago, I think I said, after I'd finished wrapping a heap of Christmas presents, I said, are you excited about Christmas morning? Because you're going to find out what you bought your son and your nieces and your nephews for Christmas when they open it and it says, love from Uncle Steve. We are going to go, oh, what's that one? My dad used to do that. Oh, what's that one? What's that one there?
That's right. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you're trying to stop people living to their gender.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yes.
It's fucking frustrating because I have to do all the thinking, all the buying, all the wrapping.
Oh, well, your little brain can't handle that much.
Not at the moment, it can't.
All right. Yeah. So let's flip this around.
Yes.
Steve comes over and says, Sam, I'm going to do everything.
Exactly. Yeah, would you be more nervous?
I'd be more nervous.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
Last year I said to him, I kind of played the whole, you have no idea what's in the mirror. He's like, that's it, I'm going to the shops. And he just walked in. Picked up the first thing and walked out. He goes, I bought him a Christmas present. And bought him a keyboard and he fucking loves it.
Would he want to ruin his strike rate?
Exactly.
Useless.
Make your presents count.
That's right.
Don't count your presents.
That's our theme.
Exactly.
Have you got Taylor something?
No.
You've got a few days.
Exactly.
I'm going today after this, Dane. Do you want
to
come?
No, I don't think we... I have to get
hang on. This is my next point of contention. What were you going
to
say?
I have to get her one thing. But we don't do presents anymore. We're fucking well truly past presents.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to America for a month. That's her present. That's my present.
No.
Yeah.
Her present is your birthday.
Her present is my presence.
She should be so lucky.
With an SC at the end, not T. My presence.
Yep.
Yes. No, we have to buy each other one present because that Christmas Day, is a Kris Kringle, obviously, with all the, you know, the adults. But because we originally weren't meant to be there, we're meant to be in the States by now. We weren't in the Kris Kringle, so me and her just have to buy a present for each other because everyone has to sit on like a chair and just get their present.
Cute.
Yeah, so I'll have to do that.
How many people in the family will buy probably the wrong type of presents?
No, everyone knows what they're doing anyway.
So it's an organised Kris Kringle.
Yeah, here's your money, just buy what you want.
We've got a Kris Kringle this year that it's from, I think the app's called drawyournames.com.au or whatever, and you put your names in, but you can say like, so Taylor and Dane don't get each other, me and Stephen don't get each other.
Hang on, stop.
Yeah.
There's an app.
I think it's an app, yeah.
Is this what Progress has come to?
This is what it's come to. And it shuffles the names
Jenny,
and gives it to
you. Jenny, you buy for Greg over.
Correct, because it's meant to be a secret Santa, right? And then you put the price limit, and then you've got a wish list. So you click on all these things like a little shopping list, and then the person just goes in.
Like a wedding registry.
Yeah, and they just choose from that, and then it gets sent to your house.
That's no different from just getting an app and just in a WhatsApp on the family WhatsApp group. Say, yeah, I want a pair of board shorts this year.
But it's better because no one says it is better because no one says we really need a new high pressure hose for the house. Like that's on the list. Put it on the list. But no one goes...
People absolutely say that. Said,
do they?
Yeah.
If someone said to you, what do you want for Christmas? Go, fuck, I really need a new Karcher. Can you get me one of those from Bunnings? And then they go, sure.
New what?
No one does that. Karcher, a high pressure hose.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, like I knew what that was.
See? Such a man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No one says that. But if you put it on your list, you might get it. But my sister was smart. She only put one thing on her list. So guess what? She's getting the one thing off her list.
Well, wouldn't you do that? Why put it out?
Exactly, because don't really want it.
Throw some random things you think on there. But
that was a random thing.
What if Nan gets you?
Nan might be feeling promiscuous.
She might have a Sexyland membership, you reckon? The other thing that bugs
football.
Me. No, you don't need a football.
You said throw out random things, so I'm throwing out random things. A focaccia.
A focaccia. Focaccia. Yeah. Stephen, this is like our fifth Christmas together, I think, and five Christmases in a row now, he's gone, no, we're not doing presents this year. I would like to know when exactly we're doing presents, because if we get to your point.
Why?
Just give me a little something.
They're for the kids.
It could be just something on Christmas Day after I've done all the thinking, all the shopping, all the wrapping.
You shouldn't need a day to spoil your partner with a present.
This is so true. It should be every day, Dane.
I think mid-year, if my memory serves correctly, you've got something on your hand that should cover a few Christmases.
Yeah, excuse exactly.
Me, are you two the same person?
And something in your belly that should be last few Christmases.
The whole trip before I got engaged, he was going on about like spending money, and then it made sense because obviously I've got a lovely ring on my finger, and there he's like, "So you should be fucking happy with that."
Yeah, well,
I am happy with that, but this is separate.
Right. All you do is take.
Are you mansplaining us?
Are you a present? Do you sue for presents, or is that done?
I just say, what do you want me to get?
Oh, so you actually buy something?
Just something little.
Yeah,
just something little.
Well, listen, I might get a card. That's the absolute most a card.
Don't you think she deserves something to feel a bit special on Christmas Day after everything she's done?
What about me?
Yeah, well, you too. I don't know, but it's an exchange. I've got Stephen something, even though he says we're not doing. And you know what he'll do? He'll go and he'll see his present under the tree and go, "I thought we weren't doing Christmas presents." And I'll say, "No, you said that."
But why don't you just buy your own one?
Because that's not the point. The point is to make them.
Do you
feel
have a communal credit card or
no?
No, okay.
No, I've got the business card actually.
Well, there you go. So
then
just
I know
fly
what it
that.
Is. Like I know what every present under the tree is.
If you need a catcher,
I think it's coming off the secret Santa list.
At this stage of your life, Dane, honestly, you got three kids under three. Is that right?
Yep.
And so it says, would you like a present or would you just like time to yourself? Which one do you?
Well, I was going to. So my present will just be 24 hours of. Like being able to not enjoy a hangover, but just being able to deal with them without having to deal with children. Exactly. That's what I'll prefer. Like go out on, not Christmas Eve, so I wouldn't want to ruin Christmas, but go out, just have one mulligan and go, yep,
can't
be fucked today.
Hang on. Like, you didn't get 5 weeks of that while Taylor was in the US with all the kids?
Yeah. He was making money for his family. Talking to people.
So we can go away, we can do it. So
it
we
was
can
September.
Have, so the kids can have Christmas presents. Otherwise,
he had so many people to talk to.
Otherwise, little Timmy would have got fuck all.
Timmy? The fuck's Timmy? You got a fourth?
That's what I would like for Christmas. Just a little card that just says, just a mulligan. Is go, can't be fucked today. Lock the bedroom door. I'll kiss him goodnight and that's it. Just that.
Only open it for Uber Eats.
Exactly. That's the present. I can come and go as I please. If I want to come out and say hello, I can. Otherwise... And there will be no repercussions on being in a ship on being in a ship mood the next day.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the greatest Christmas present a man could have with young children.
How do you wrap that?
Let me.
How do you wrap that?
Let me give you a hot tip, Dane. I can guarantee you, every fucking mother out there would love the same gift. So wrap it up and put it under the tree.
Well, I'll be happy to do that because I know.
Hang on, you would?
As long as I'm not. In the hangover. No, if I was woke up, if it was tomorrow.
Right.
And Taylor wanted to RDR instead of fuck it up. No problem. Because I know when it's my turn.
Here we go.
Because I know.
That is give and take, Samantha.
Because when it's my turn, I'm going to need it.
Yes.
Because like, I can go, right, I'm going to use me fucking get out of jail free card tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy myself. Or I can just couple of good games on the NFL or there's fucking... Grand final, whatever it is, you know, the day after grand final.
Bit of Dane time.
Just hold it all year. Yeah. If the Pies are in the ground again or I want to go watch the Pies in Queensland or something, I can just, here's me, Malliot. I won't be home tomorrow. But perfect. That's what
all men strive.
Exactly. And it's, you know what? It's not something that involves money.
This is true.
Yeah, because you're not about people giving.
We're
penny
pinching, you know.
It doesn't matter what it costs. It's the fact that you've thought to give them something that they really love, and if that's what it is.
Go get a couple of jelly beans up the road. You like some chocolate? I'll get you a birdie beetle.
Fuck, I'd love a birdie beetle. I literally said 2 nights ago, Stephen, this baby in my belly was keeping me awake. As it finally settled down, Stephen started snoring. As I rolled him over, Noel woke up for the third fucking time. God knows what he was singing at 3:30 in the morning. And I said, that's it. I'm going to stay in a fucking hotel.
Yeah.
That's all I need for Christmas is one night away. So you come up with a wonderful idea.
What happened to your catcher?
That's on Stephen's list.
Okay.
For me to use, because let's be honest.
Back to the Karcher.
Yeah, exactly.
Karcher's getting a great plug. Maybe they can sponsor our podcast next year.
So, look, I've got some more notes in front of me than you two, but I'm not ruling out the fact that you've got...
No, I've got a list, but it's a different list.
What do you mean it's a different list?
As in it's not one you would have suggested. It's a 10 list.
Well, it's an anything
list. It's a bit of
self-promotion. This is our year to go any way we like. It's our new year. Yeah. And our people have sent through a lot of very good things, including Dane, someone who I'll mention him, who was so bored at work yesterday. He listened to our math science episode to start the year. So he's got the results of all our predictions for the
time. I was actually thinking about doing the a top eight list.
Top eight.
Well,
for next year.
Obviously not for last year, Ralph.
I reckon you'll get that.
Pardon?
I reckon I'll just get it too.
You know what? Off the top of my head, I reckon I couldn't. if I tried to guess the top eight.
A few months back.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to do the top eight of just next year.
Just someone near the microphone or something. Sam, why push him? Just say, talking to the microphone like you don't do me often enough.
Professional.
Yes, exactly. So what's your, you can kick off your, if you've got a list, because I've got lots of different topics.
I think I should probably go last, because mine is self-indulgent.
It's always about Sam.
No, it's the show. It's
not the Samantha and Friends podcast, can I tell you?
No, it's the show. It's our top, because we've been together 5 years now. I've got a list of the top 10 Swanee and Friends episodes of all times.
My goodness.
Yes, and I was quite interested to see some of the...
Is that including previous... host?
Well, I don't think
since Sam's been
In the last 5 years, okay, yeah. So that's my top 10. So I'll go last.
So one of my categories then
we've got any new year's resolutions? You said that weird.
Well, because I think the most boring thing in the world are people signaling them if it's just for yourself. But I guess
that's for our listeners.
Well,
give to the people, Ralph.
Well, it's just try and do the reverse of what you've got in your belly at the moment, Sam.
Oh, so not get pregnant?
Well, maybe lose a little bit.
Oh, right, so lose a bit of fitter, around the middle.
Get a bit stronger.
Right, for you.
There you go.
Well, do you reckon that's the most common resolution?
I'd say so.
Be fit and active?
Well, if the majority of people, would the majority of people be over 40? Once you're over 40.
Yeah.
Are we heading that way with the
boomers? There's a lot of other avenues of pleasure that start shutting down to your date, so you may as well.
Took a turn, didn't it? Maybe Nan doesn't have a sexy land.
So I've got just on that, because they're top three, one of the categories, top three guests this year.
Yeah, great.
Now, they've all been awesome.
Is this by numbers or by you actually?
Just my subjective. Everything.
I was going to do that, but I didn't want to upset people.
Same, I'll see. Yeah. I was like, what about the poor assholes?
I know. So I thought if I keep it three, see, if I made five, then everyone would be shitty if they were on it. But if I make three, it's just tight.
Okay.
So
who's in three?
We're only together for one of these three.
Okay.
Derm.
Yep.
Because for those, if you haven't got the Dermot Brereton episode, scroll through it.
Yeah.
Because we said, here's Dermot Brereton. And then an hour and a half later, we said, thanks for joining.
Yeah. I do love them. We'll so put awesome. All the links up in case people have missed them.
Exactly. Terry Danaher, which is you and I did.
Yeah, that was great.
And Sonia Hood, which me and Dane did.
Yeah, right.
And that was one of my highlights for the year, you buying your membership.
Well, I've bought two now without even knowing it.
Can't wait to see you at a game. I can't wait to see that when the cameras kind of like pan past the crowd. You know how they go, oh, there's, you know, at a Collingwood game, for example. Oh, there's Eddie. Well, there's so-and-so's parents. And then they just go to, we're at a North game. And we go, and there's Dane Swan.
I had a pretty successful year. My male side won the granny, and my female side, well, I don't give a fuck about the men's North Melbourne side. They're shit.
But exactly.
I'm all in on the women's North Melbourne. We unfortunately got beaten the granny, but.
Yeah.
I've had a pretty successful year on and off the field.
Yeah.
More on it.
So for those who didn't know what we're talking about here, just to backtrack. So you said if North win a game this year, you'd buy a membership?
No, that was zero. They were about to win. They'll beat Freo 0-2. So if they beat Freo, because they were the flag fancies at the time, they'd beat someone. They started
West Coast.
They started 2-0.
North did.
Yeah. You're talking about the... Men or women's?
Men.
Yeah, at the start of the year. That's what happened.
What'd you say?
I said if they beat Freo, I'm going to buy a membership.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay.
So they started 2-0 because I was.
They did too.
Because I said I'm going to get in. we're going to get a free grand final ticket. I'm going to get a grand final ticket. So I bought the Primo membership. Then they said not to win a game for the next 20. So and I fucked that up.
And we had Sonia.
You cracked it because you didn't get an actual membership for 600.
Yeah, I didn't get a hard copy.
I got in touch with Sonia. Sonia came in, and then the day after you realised that you'd been redirecting your mail to your next door neighbour.
Yes. So I'd like a hard copy. I'm home now. As long as it's not sent in the month of February when I'm away, get sent a hard copy. I wouldn't want a scarf too.
They're Sneaky Fucks Footy Club. So I got an email from my son saying, thanks for joining up again as a member. He's got no interest in footy.
Mm.
I thought, that's come out of my card, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Well, I don't check my bank account very often. but I did the other week. I was like, when Mrs. was overseas, I just kept going. It was like my credit card. I was like, hold on a second. The fuck's that $650 for North Melbourne? Fucking assholes have charged me.
It ticks over, Dane.
It does. Mm. It does. So I'm going to be a North member of life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Two clubs you'll be a life member.
Yep. Too lazy to change it. See, Uber got me the other day. I was like, yeah, you've saved like 30 cents with your Uber One membership. I was like, what? I said Uber One membership. When have I become an Uber One member? And I was like, no, because I was disgusted with their Uber drive. Like, they're always late. They're always cancel on me. So I actually, but so I said, no, fuck you, Uber. I'm not, because it was 10, like, no, it was like $10 a month or something. I was like, no, this is the one time I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm going to get myself, I'm going to cancel this. So I did. So
good, fuck
them. Fuck them indeed. I don't even know how I signed up to it.
I wonder how you did.
I don't know.
And Terry Detter was just lovely, wasn't he?
He's so lovely.
What a guy.
Like, he's one of the guys that you, like, wish he was your pa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you wish you saw him at family Christmas. He was exactly. So great.
Right. Obviously,
you've listened back to all those episodes that
you listened to.
Oh, of course. No, it was great. Yeah. No, it was great.
Was that because you were at the Darwin Cup? How come you were the one with Terry Danaher? I'm trying to remember.
When was it?
Maybe you got cooked.
Was it early August that I was in?
No, well, it would have been – actually, it would have been before then because it was to MND. Promote the MND game. Yeah, before Queen's – Queen's now King's birthday?
June.
Maybe you're cool.
Oh.
Maybe work commitments got the better of you. Because, of course, this year I've brushed over that. You started a new job this year as well.
Dane, how's it been in employment for the first year? How are you feeling? How was your work breakup? And
that's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And you don't have to
introduce yourself to people?
Yeah, no, we've got to go around a few job sites. And then I think we're having a barbecue at the office, at the factory. Yeah, KPI for all your
boys.
Traffic management needs, labour high needs. Yeah, just get in contact with me.
How, Dane? How the fuck does anyone get in contact with you? We have a podcast with you and it's hard to get in contact with you.
Just get in contact with me, cousin.
Yeah. By me, I mean not me.
Yeah.
Is there going to be people that you're meeting for the first time?
No. Most of all the people in the office. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's lovely. Yeah. I'm really excited to be out of the house for a day a week. It's great.
Yeah.
Wishing
you had your Christmas present already that you could cash in.
Hopefully,
perhaps the next day.
Do you hot desk?
No, what do you mean?
Ralph Kalanigas.
I like to be in like air condition when I sit at a desk. Like maybe a fan next to me. Why would I like to be in a hot desk?
Sam, tell him.
Do you know what hot desking is, Dane?
Is that Urban Dictionary? Sounds like I've only just started the job. I don't want to go in and fucking.
You know what? It probably is.
Sit on a desk or somewhere and blow it on fire. Somewhere. I don't want a hot desk. Something.
Standby caller. I'm going to see if there is. There's probably an Urban Dictionary.
It means you can just turn up, plug your computer in. That's your desk.
Yeah, that's your desk. You don't have a certain like cubicle that's yours with you.
So
got
have you got your own cubicle?
My own cubicle.
Dane's spot
in the toilet.
Well, it's separate. That's another discussion. Okay. But. What?
This
will be interesting if Sam wants to read it out.
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is there is a hot desk in Urban Dictionary. Well, it's loading.
Pass it to Dane.
It's loading. When it loads, you can read it out. So I'm gathering you don't hot desk.
No, I'm apparently upgrading this year. I'm getting a desk next year.
Wow.
Yeah,
a bit of a promotion.
Well, I've got to learn how to write emails. I don't know.
Do you have an email address?
Well, he does, but
no, it's just
haven't seen him answer one.
It's just normal when you go to some place, When you go someplace for work and have to share a piece of someone's desk.
Yeah. Oh, boring.
Yeah, no, so that'll be fun next year.
No.
What?
No.
What? It's worse.
Just be careful. Just be very careful.
Hot desking this is more like it.
Just it's it could be the last year. 5 years have been great, guys. Thanks for having us.
Now, is this what you meant, Ralph?
The act of
hot desking, for those who, a bit like myself and are new to the, what would you call it, the
term?
No, to the workforce, to the office, to the
corporate world,
to the corporate world, to the office, sort of
lifestyle. Work.
Yeah, for those who are hot deskers, this is it. The act of several people taking turns sitting their bare anuses onto a bound individual, forcing them to perform analingus on the participants who take turns on them. Commonly played in the BDSM and gay leather community.
Cool.
And would you like me to put it in a sentence?
Oh, really? No.
The gangbang only got interesting when they hot desked that whore for an entire hour before she got locked jaw and tapped out. So do you know what that means now?
It means we're just about at the end of the year.
Oh, no. That's so that's what hot desking is. Now, Ralph, I'm not sure Aaron and KPI want me to do some hot desking at KPI. I'm not sure that's appropriate.
So what were your three best trips? Or any trips?
The acid one that I took.
Yes. Darwin Cup.
My three best trips.
You went to the States?
Yeah. That was a debacle in the end. Mate, I was trying to think for all the TV shows, and like, I've realised I've done fuck all this year.
Just work.
You've become a dad. You've got a new TV show. Well, become a dad. You've won games of footy off your own boot.
I didn't become a dad this year because they were born.
Yes,
you're already a dad.
Late December. Yep. Yeah. No, they were born late December, so they didn't have kids this year. Yeah. But I think my favourite TV show is obviously Taste Buds with Dane Swan. I think that'll be.
That's gonna be a hit.
Well, we can't wait for it.
Oh well, I fucking know that. You know, I tell you what. I tell you what though. The amount of people that have asked me about it is phenomenal. I can't tell whether they're being sincere or not.
Do you remember when it launches, Dane?
It's April something.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done this for a few weeks. Have you done more filming since our last chat?
No.
The Sushi Mango Bros.
Yeah, we did Sushi Mango. You know those guys?
Yeah,
they're hilarious. Yeah, they had their restaurant in Lygon Street. Lovely food. They're good.
They're good.
Yeah, they're a bit like Front Bay. You can't be entertaining with those boys because they're very funny. So... Best things I did this year, mate, wasn't a lot. We won the Supers, Granny.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pies winning the flag probably is probably a memorable moment. Yeah.
Probably a memorable moment.
Think so, yeah. Winning that.
Although you're not part of the last premiership team.
Yeah, well, that hurts. No. It really sticks in my craw. Yeah. Still the last Brownlow medalist. Rapnik got hurt back up in the last 4 weeks there, so... I'm still holding on to that. I'm the last one of them. I'm still holding on to that.
Yeah, for now.
I think I'm still the last player, the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got a few things.
Yeah.
I think Pendles may warrant coach's award. Herald Sun Player of the Year, probably a couple of media awards I've probably still got up my sleeve.
But hey, back to you.
It's my podcast. Darwin Cup was fun. Yeah, the drunkest people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
The drunkest men. I can't remember if I've told these stories or not, but, mate, there's no RSA up there. An RSA is responsible serving of alcohol.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Oh, mate, geez, I've seen. Oh, mate, did I tell you the story about the bloke who fell in the urinal?
Tell it again.
So, mate, it was about 6 o'clock too. So, you know, we're just starting. And... So the Darwin Cup's on the Monday, I think, and the sprint's on the Saturday. This was on the Sunday. So we're just at a pub watching the footy, whatever it was, sitting there. And my turn to go for a piss. Walk in, there's like just...
My turn.
Piss blokes everywhere. We can't get up, leave your table, and you don't go in twos. We're not women. we can piss on our own. Sitting there, and there's a bit of a line. Bloke walks in, fucking stumbles in. Obviously very pissed. Fall, piss, lean, you know, swaying. falls into the urinal. Well, the other people piss in there, piss cakes in everywhere. Gets up, turns to me, smiles at me. He's got three teeth in his head and goes, how fucking good is being pissed? And continued his piss, mate. I'd seen nothing like it. I was like, this is incredible. Walked out, had piss on him. I sat at the bar and kept drinking to Will there. It was I could not believe it. I was like, this is phenomenal. And like, not one person come up and goes, mate, probably have a water or something. Just, yep, he's fucking more, he's another pint. And just Seth smacking piss. Like, had three teeth in his head. I was like, how fucking good's being pissed? And just like, got himself up, didn't even like use the hand dryer just stick the t-shirt under the hand dryer just to dry it off. It was like, thongs on as well. Just not a care in the world, mate. It's just, the toilet was the most drunk I've ever seen people. It was phenomenal.
Disgusting.
Yeah. See, that's the difference again. Yeah. We think, oh, awesome.
Exactly. I know.
He would have stunk.
Yeah. Mate, he stunk before he walked into the toilet, let me tell you.
I think the ship might have sailed. Yeah,
the ship had sailed. Don't worry about that.
I wonder if people actually, like, how do people, you know, like, a bar is a common place for people to pick up and meet people, and, like, no one's taking him home.
I wouldn't think that sounds like a pickup joint.
No.
Just without being there, don't
you? Well, if you're gay, because there's no women there.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no women in Darwin. Let me tell you. Or they hide during the Darwin Cup because they're
because
just
of the an state in, of
and
the
just
men.
An influx of men just come in and just get absolutely shit faced for
a
week.
I'd say they've gone on a girls' trip somewhere, which is probably wise.
There's a strip club there though, so.
Oh, there's a couple of women.
I don't know what's in there. Oh. I didn't go in there. I was too scared.
That's a state of affairs if you're too scared.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the talent would be like. Well, but they could have been men. I don't know. So I was we had our own thing going on. So the Darwin was an eye opener.
What about interstate or footy playing? Footy
playing?
Yeah.
Could you give us a top three clubs you've played for? Like, can you remember any of them?
No. The Perth trip was good. I always like going to Perth. Nice weather, especially during June. June, July. Anywhere going up north where it's a bit warm. Where it's warm, you know, I get out of here. I've never been more cold than with a game I played in Tassie. That was horrific. Ice was literally coming off the mountain. That was no good. But the people are lovely. Mate, everywhere I go, I've said this every time I come back from, like, people are great everywhere.
So you've got one more footy season.
Some aren't very good at football, but I'm obviously slowing down a bit too. One more go around, I think.
Yeah.
For some reason, it always surprises me how far and wide the reach of the Collingwood Football Club is. And I say this because I was in Perth a couple of weeks ago. Like, if you looked on my front seat, you can tell I've been to Perth because Mum gave me a bag to carry some presents home and it's a fucking West Coast Eagles bag, so I'm embarrassed. Thank God I've got tinted windows. But I was in Wagen, where my brother lives, which is about 4 hours.
Peter Matera.
I'm deep in West Coast Eagles territory, deep. Like, the amount of people that sit around the pub there and talk about who came from the Wagen area, who came from the wheat belt that made it to the AFL. And I'm talking like back to the 60s, right up to who's playing today. Like, Shea Bolton's from that area. Like, everyone knows who came from there that played or is playing AFL. Mainly West Coast. Everywhere you look, in every pub, in the fucking supermarket is like the latest West Coast Eagles team. But you know what else is also hanging there? Fucking Dane Swan's mugshot of your premiership year. Like, why? Why am I deep in country Western Australia?
That's brilliant.
Blue and gold everywhere, and then there's still a picture of your premiership team hanging on the wall.
Because, mate, Collingwood. Well, that's all you have to say.
Are you caught up with the boys since our last podcast? How was that?
Yeah, that was good. Good to see the boys. It's the first Saturday in December every year we catch up.
Yep.
So that's happened. That was a fun old day.
A good turnout.
Yeah.
Most there.
Horatia, Beamsy, Sharrod, the two Browns. So there's a few. So those three. Sharrod lives in Perth. Beamsy and H, probably for obvious reasons.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were there.
What's the point of reading 16 names? I might as well say the ones who weren't there. So yeah. H and Beamsy for obvious reasons, I would imagine. Sharrod lives in Perth. Lazy fucking asshole just refused to come over.
Yeah.
Lee Brown, don't know, started a new job. Some Nathan Brown was on school camp. He started a new job at Geelong College.
Who was the one that didn't invite you to his wedding?
Are they both of them married? I haven't been invited to either of them, actually.
There was someone brought up his name. He said he didn't invite me to his wedding.
There's a few.
Oh, I think you dropped Steel? Him from the team of the century.
Steel, maybe?
Steel.
No, he was in your team of the century, yeah.
And Alan Tuvey is selling, he's renting cars in Marimbula. I just didn't want to come down. But apart from that, Mick, well, Ed wasn't there. Ed was in remission. But it was a good day. Went to Nick Maxwell's Eclat, his office there, because he
didn't stab himself.
I was going to say, that's why he wanted to redo it. so I went there. Then they kicked us out about 5:30. Went to one of the Collingwood, one just to supporters, Schuster's house in Hawthorne. He kindly let us in there, which was a mistake.
Everything's still intact?
Oh, a couple of things went missing. But then, the other thing, we left there about 3 in the morning. So good day from...
Long day.
Yeah, it starts at midday.
That's a long day.
But it was fun. It was good to see everyone. Jeff Walsh was there. That was good. We had a good laugh. We're out in both quarters in the first leg, so he fucked that up. Yeah.
It's consistent.
Yeah, exactly. But good day. Good day.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Enjoyed it.
I just got another part here from the Darwin Cup, which reminds me, you've had issues about clapping this year.
Yeah.
There are 3 topics that really make you annoyed when people clap.
Yeah. Plane landing.
Plane landing.
Yeah.
Official attendance at a footy ground.
Yeah.
And the sunset.
Yeah. Does anyone have any problem with that?
So people started clapping at the sunset at Darwin was the first time, isn't it?
Yeah, they did. You wouldn't believe it. It's going to go down tomorrow. Lights up.
Are you sure?
Wow.
Matt Sides.
I could
Matt
be wrong. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it fucking goes down at roughly the same time every day.
Okay.
I just don't understand it. I understand if the world was ending and it went down last time, it was the last time you're ever going to see it go down, you maybe give it a clap, or you've had some horrific turbulence in a plane and the oxygen's come down and you've said goodbye to your loved ones and all of a sudden it rewrites itself and you get down and you probably give it a clap. Yeah. It's like I've said, when you get out of an Uber, do you give it a clap? Because statistically, you're more likely to get into a bingle, unless your favvy's been in a bingle.
oh, Lord.
What?
What was somebody...
So you're more likely statistically to be... In a crash, in a car. So do you give a clap out of a... Are you a clapper?
No.
Okay.
Certainly not.
Favourite movies?
Well, that's a big ask.
Have you guys done it?
No. I haven't watched any.
Did you want us to do all of those lists? I thought they were suggestions of lists.
They are.
And then we would have come up with our own.
But you can say, I haven't got it. You haven't got it. Right. Have you seen Last Stop Laramie since I mentioned it?
No. But I was thinking about the TV shows and I was like... I just don't watch. I watch sport.
Did you watch Barbie?
His response.
You kidding, aren't you?
No, I didn't. Taylor to see Barbie?
Actually, we're going to the movies tonight for the first time in... I could not tell you the last time I went to the movies. I was legitimately trying to think. Was The Gentleman? When was The Gentleman come out? That was a while ago. I think that's about the last movie we've been seeing.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's pre-tape.
Did you see Barbie?
I saw Barbie.
What did you think of it?
It hit me differently being a parent. Have you seen it?
Yeah, it just went over my head.
Really?
It hit you differently. It's a fucking Barbie movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's very deep.
Oh, no, it's Barbie. Fuck off. It's deep.
You're kidding,
it was so deep that people were complaining about how political it was.
Don't make me complain about anything. Just exactly.
So very true. But as a parent, it got me. No. I cried.
What about Oppenheimer? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was the one that Stephen fell asleep.
I can Google the top movies of the year and I'll say which ones I've seen. Not many.
If any.
Yeah, somewhere near the
mic. Many.
I'm actually going to movies tonight for the first time.
I want to see Killers of the Flower Moon. What's it called?
I looked at that. That's 3.5 hours.
Yeah,
I was like,
well, rather watch it at home.
That's a three nighter for me. Well, we get to bed and we watch probably one. So watching, we just finished season two. Wheel of Time. We watched Jack Ryan the last season. That was good. I don't know if that came out this year. I really like that show. I know the first season didn't, but I know the third. I'm still waiting on Yellowstone. What the fuck's happened to that?
Don't know. I'm watching.
Mrs. watching Christmas movies at the moment. Watched Spirited. That was pretty fun. I've seen that before.
Is that an American thing to make sure you watch Christmas movies at this time of year? So while you're looking that up, Blackberry. Quite liked it.
Really?
What? Blackberry, the movie.
About the Blackberry.
Oh, yeah, no, I did watch that.
What did you watch
at home.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was a guy from Always Sunny. Is that one?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all right.
And Air. I really liked Air.
I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen it? You would like it. Have you seen Air, Sam?
No.
So it's about Michael Jordan signing with Nike. And just real good fun movie. Just fun. And 80s bangers. 80s bangers, let me tell you, Sam.
It's funny how, like, I remember driving in the car as a kid and, like, when mum or dad would, like, play their music and you'd be like, fuck, this music is so old, and they'd sing along to it. Like, now when I rap along to fucking 50 Cent in the club or something, and, like, when it comes on an old school Fridays or whatever the fuck they call it, like, my kids are going to think I'm weird.
There's a couple of flashback ones.
I haven't seen any of these.
I saw on Friday, because I just, Friday night when I'm writing out my form, I just need something on.
Yeah.
I put on the Departed.
Oh, good movie.
My goodness, that's a good movie.
Good movie. Leo DiCaprio.
A bit long.
And, well, it doesn't matter if you know you're going to be up. And the other one that popped up out of nowhere, which I never saw when it was first out from the 70s, All the President's Men.
Haven't seen it.
It's about Watergate, and it's Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman. Ooh. But what it when you see a movie in a different era, like it still holds up.
Yeah.
Except every single scene, everyone smoking in every single scene. That's a slightly different era.
Or some of the jokes or some of the things that they say, you're like, how do they get away with still having that on air these days?
You with us yet, Dane? Have you got anything that you've seen?
I haven't seen any. Like you tell me.
All right, Docos you would have seen because I know that's your attention span. So Beckham.
Yeah, that was good. I like Becker. No, I haven't seen that.
Boris Becker.
No, I'm in the middle of watching Arnie. Schwarzenegger, whatever it's called.
You like it?
It's good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm two-thirds way through Get Gotti.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's about the mafia boss of New York in the 80s. Tennis Gods, have you started watching that yet?
No, I haven't, but I got your message
about it. It's fantastic. So it's on SBS On Demand, and they interview all the greats from the 70s and 80s of... Billie Jean King.
Oh, love it.
John McEnroe.
It's tennis, though, is it?
Chris Evert. Well, the thing is, at least it's you don't have to watch the tennis. You're just watching them getting interviewed and about that.
What do you mean? I love tennis.
Yeah. Non-sport one, Painkiller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Awesome. And really? You get angry.
It's on my list, but I've never pressed play.
So do you know the concept of Painkiller?
Yeah. It's on my to-watch list.
They actually prescribed... Doctors were given incentives to prescribe this drug that had exactly the same compounds as heroin. So an entire city... So what they... It was brilliant. So it was fictionalized. But at the start of every movie... At the start, I think it was a five-part series. At the start of all five, they would get a parent holding up a photo of their son or daughter who died, saying, this is a fictionalized account, but what isn't fictionalized is what they actually did to people. And so you...
Outrageous.
And the girl who was crazy in Orange is the New Black, if you've seen that, is the star lawyer in it.
Amazing.
Awesome actress. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Very, very good. Anything from you, Dane? Doco-wise?
I liked Welcome to Wrexham. That was all right.
I haven't seen it yet. So yeah.
Good. Well, if you kind of know what they got promoted, so yeah. I know it's hard to
spoiler.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to. What do you think of
the? It's not so much a doco, but it's like based on him. The one they all dressed up for Halloween, and they've unblued about it. Dharma.
No, I haven't seen it.
Good, very good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the Jeffrey Dahmer? Intriguing. Jeffrey Dahmer, is it? Yeah, I avoided that one. And the boring doco, Kelsey. Have you seen that?
Yeah, good.
You liked it, did you?
Yeah, I like anything to do with that. Quarterback was very good.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. No.
Yeah, quarterback was very good.
Okay.
Anything with those kind of sports, I like.
The D's. My highlights were we won the expected score premiership.
Yep, perfect.
Yep. We won the most quarters.
This is true.
We won the McClelland Trophy.
Yes.
We found out we've got the best culture.
Perfect.
And
how's Clary going?
And we paid someone $700,000 a year to not pick him in a final when he was fully fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going well.
Are they in your top eight? So Dane's going to give us a top eight prediction for next year. Are the D's in your top eight for next year?
Well, them and Freo, I can't separate still.
Really?
I've got one big notable admission.
Yep.
I finished ninth. Yeah, I just think all the hype about them this year, no good.
No good? Is that
Carlton?
Carlton finished ninth?
Ninth, I think, yeah.
Oh, they're going to finish ninth. Yep. Right, okay.
They're not making the top eight.
Yep. No.
Books, anything? Well, are you a bookworm yet, Dane?
Three movies. Well, I read books all the time. I wrote that list the other. I wonder if I've deleted it.
We had a few guests in.
Somewhere near the mic again, Dane.
We had a few guests in that brought books in, Dane, and I'm sure you.
No, I wrote. When me and you were going to do the Sonya.
Yeah.
I had books.
Have you found it?
No, I haven't. But I did write.
It's got lots of notes to go through, Ralph.
I wrote my 10 books down.
Have you got a book recommendation, Sam?
No, because I'm rereading The Hobbit at the moment.
You
I just needed something that I could switch off.
Oh, my God.
In the spare room when I have to sleep in that room because Noah's deciding to get up every 5 minutes. That's the book that was in there, so I just started reading that. And the one that that Gideon gave us, The Girl in Cabin.
Oh, yes. Have you started that?
Yeah, I love it. Because I actually knew the case, so I was really interested to read his book.
I read lots of books, but they're all like, Spot goes to the zoo.
The moment.
Yeah, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I've got five. I'm Not Okay by Will Anderson. It's a good fun sort of toilet read.
Yeah.
The 90s by Chuck Klosterman. He gets little one chapter per topic.
Yeah.
Including Waco. Did I mention Waco? Waco's a very good documentary.
Yes, I've seen that.
Making Decisions by Ed Smith, who's a cricket selector in England.
Yeah.
Very nerdy, but he's about picking the right sort of moves and looking at stats. And by extension, Net Gains by Ryan O'Hanlon. Now, if you actually want to know the smartness behind expected score, rather than we take the piss out of it, of course. But if you actually, it's soccer, but it's all about analytics in sport. And I'm reading a book now called Chaos Kings by Scott Patterson. Talk about math science.
How often would you read? Like, are you like an hour a night, or you're like, is it in bed instead of just like a bit of with Sue? You just don't watch the telly.
We're in our 50s, don't you?
But do you have a TV in your room?
No,
you don't. So when you just go to bed instead of watching like an hour of TV, you read.
Well, I try to do 4 or 5 nights a week
of reading.
Yeah,
does it push you to sleep, or do you like actually?
Well, that's meant to help.
Okay, so it does. So what time's your bedtime? What time are you in bed?
11:30-ish.
Fuck that late.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What do you do before that?
Well, I do a lot of writing for my work.
So you're working. What do you do during the day?
So I try and get away from sort of all that.
Okay, so what, dinner time, 7?
What's the 6 or 7, yeah.
So we eat dinner at 5. But
yeah.
So just you are parents.
Yeah. So we're kids are gone. We're probably in bed by...
So I want to tell you about this Chaos Kings. So the Chaos Kings, this is Math Science 101, Dane. They have a hedge fund, which is designed to lose money most years.
Why? Okay.
So this is their genius. So they actually, but they take all these outrageous bets on, which is called puts in the stock market world. If
one hits, it's going to go.
That's all. It's actually designed for the time where the ass falls out of the market.
Yeah.
So
at some stage, in how many years they're going to get one,
That's right. Yeah. So when it comes to math science, it's a good way of educating yourself to say that if you like something at $4 and the market's got it at $6 and you decide to bet it because you think it's a $4 chance, you're still saying there's an 80% chance it's going to lose.
Mm. Yeah.
But the market's saying that's a 87% chance. So just accept that you're expecting it to lose.
Yeah.
It's a good mindset thing.
Yeah.
Do you use that?
No, I expect it to win. Every literally every single bet I put on, I expect it to win. And it doesn't happen at all.
And just on that, so, of course, math sides come to an end on Saturday on the Insta story.
Yep.
But I put it behind, in quotation marks, a paywall.
Yeah.
I did have a very good run there, Sam. Yeah. 6 weeks in a row and some real big winners. So, but the response was unbelievable. So it was all, you had to donate $20 to Equine Pathways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I got a very lovely message back. Well into four figures was the donation from our people.
Wow, you guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, so that was very, very nice.
That's amazing.
Right, now, what's your list, Sam?
How good are our that's blowing my mind, actually. My list is our top 10 episodes of all time, considering we've been together for 5 years. And some of them, obviously our titles are somewhat left of centre, so you may not know what they're about. No, so your challenge is to go back and listen to them, and some of them will be quite obvious what it was about. Coming in at number 10 was part one guest friend magpie legend Leon Davis.
That's okay, yeah.
Good.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah, good episode, that one. In at number 9, it's time. Urban Dictionary returns. The return of Urban Dictionary.
That was during lockdown when it just got the better of you, didn't it, Dane?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We all just kind of let our guard down. August 20 of 2020, that one.
What a time. What a time to be alive that was.
So can I say that all of our top 10 come from lockdown?
Well, what else is there to do?
So if you weren't listening during then or if these titles...
So we need another lockdown then so people can start listening.
Correct.
So you reminded me... the Urban Dictionary started in season one.
Mm.
I'm not saying any names here, Dane. Yeah. Someone sent me a message on Insta.
Like a midget in a urinal, I was going to have to stay on my toes.
That's just the message I got for the boy.
I can imagine that.
Merry Christmas, big fella.
Merry Christmas to you. Coming in at number 8 is Dane's nightclub advice for Eddie.
Yeah, okay.
Can you remember what might have been spoken about in that one?
No.
Perfect. Coming in at number 7, we didn't really trash the hotel room. I think that's based off a footy trip.
Yeah, no, we didn't really. Wow.
Was that the defecation?
Was that the TV off the balcony one?
Yeah, that might have been that one. was that Mooloolaba?
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, I think that was that one.
I think I'd have to buy him a playground.
It's an expensive trip.
I'm sure Ed had to pay. I think Colin would have to buy Mooloolaba. So if you're up in Mooloolaba and there's a playground there, it's
you can thank the pies.
Thank the defecating off a balcony and and all the other shenanigans that went on.
What goes on in your brain to think this would be a fun idea? Let's shit over a balcony.
Not much, don't. That's what Sam. Footy people.
If that had been to one of the players' balconies, it would have been right. Unfortunately, it wasn't. That's where shit at the fan, but that's where shit at the balcony.
Yuck. Number 6 of our top 10 of all time. There's nothing holiday about an overseas holiday with an infant. That's from December 21 of 2021.
Wow.
That's 3 years ago today.
Let me tell you one thing. There's nothing holidaying about holidaying with children, 3 children under 2.
It's just living in a different city.
Mate, it is. It's fucking... it's not.
And then impressively, because I'm just impressed by this, rounding out our top 5 of all times, in number 5 is Mr. Eddie Maguire, part 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number 4 is This Is Where We Differ. No context on that other than it was the first episode of season 4. So the blurb basically says, look, we've survived a whole episode as a gender-neutral podcast and we've come back for season 2 with the three of us. Top 3. Number 3, Mr. Eddie Maguire, part 1.
Mm.
He's polled really well.
You know how I said earlier that with Doom we just said, hi, Doom, and he spoke for an hour.
I was going to say, he's very similar. Very similar.
I don't think we even had to really introduce him, did we?
Not really.
We were in his office. Hello.
He's in the best mood.
It was genuinely one of my best. In fact, it was my best moment to be in an interview, in inverted commas, because we weren't doing much interviewing.
Not really, no.
Just so great to sit there and listen to him chat. So Eddie Maguire part 1 is number three. Coming in at number two, this is such a Swanee and Friends title, Hot Dogs on Face.
It's a bukkake. That sounds like a bukkake.
That is number two, and just ahead is an episode called The Day Starts Whether You're Up or Not. So we'll share the links to all of those on our socials in case you haven't somehow listened to them, because it seems like most people have, but all of our top 10 came from lockdown.
All right, well, I asked our people via our Insta story on some of their highlights. Both Gleno and Max said the boat trip. So
yeah, it's very good.
Time, wasn't it?
Matt said finding out the pissing and shitting was compulsory.
Do you know
what?
I can't
time.
Go to the fucking toilet without thinking about you guys now. Every
but he
time.
Wants to know what's it called. It. Did you actually put a name on that? On doing both at the same time?
No, I didn't.
Right.
I'll think of something though.
From Big Newser, Flag Pies 2023.
Shissing.
Shissing.
Add that to Action Urban Dictionary.
From Jamie, when you all said sorry to me there for not being a podcast a few weeks back, jizzed in my pants.
Pardon?
Doesn't take much to get Jamie off the off the mark by the sound of it. From Jay Cav, my highlight was finally trying a Boston waffle.
I like it.
Well, who was that?
It's from Jay Cav.
Oh, Jay.
From Hot Dog, just hearing the potty each week is the best, guys. It deserves a solid 5-star rating.
And that's why Hot Dogs on Face is number
two. What are we rating?
I haven't checked for a while. Speaking of which, if you've listened this far, surely you can give us 5 stars.
Sure.
From Stewie Mac, Math Science Cash Low Light. Math Science Cash was the highlight. Low Light, waiting at Docklands for 5 hours.
For the
cruise to come. from Samuel, Ralph, so he's just telling me, getting into a JMAC winner at Hong Kong at $25, making just under 5K. Well, well done there. By the way, speaking of which, did you happen to see Damien Oliver?
The Ride the Treble.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you back him?
The second one I did, not the last. And at the someone I found out apparently he traded during the run at 100 to 1. Someone took $25 at it. Eesh. And at the 600, I swear, I just go, "You're gonna win, you prick!" And he's just the best. What a way to go out. From Leon, have you paid your bill at Kooyong yet? we haven't got one. No, for some reason they let us use this, which we do underline.
We
appreciate
lucky.
It. Yes. From Ross Cat, Dermy and TD pods were great. From
yeah.
Daniel.
Oh, there you go. They made the top three. So again, if you haven't listened to those, we'll add all the links up. Don't worry, I'll get it all ready for you.
Daniel sent two in. Daniel.
Is this Daniel Del Borello? Daniel Delby? Because he sends a few
you
in each
stepped
week.
Over the joke.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, mate.
But step one from Daniel. Highlight Melbourne's culture of winning the McClellan Trophy. From Daniel Delby. Message two from Daniel Delby. Ralphie never reading out the full username. It's a question. There's 100 Daniels. from Warren, highlight was definitely Saturday morning racing tips. Nothing for nothing. Thanks. From Turtle, Dane sculling a beer for the fans at the grand final. A true man of the people.
Skull too.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I deserve a medal. I'm waiting for Collingwood to send me a medal. So I'll go along now.
Do you think, this is a slight digression, because I never asked it at grand final time, do you think that every player in the side should get a medal or just the 22 that take the field?
I think anyone who contributes. So tell me Dan McStale, Taylor Adams doesn't get deserve a medal.
You don't think they do?
I do.
Yeah.
So I think it should be up to the club's discretion.
Yeah,
like
right.
I think they
don't in the NFL, everyone that plays.
I think if you played a game.
Yeah.
Like if you,
no,
if
everyone in the organisation,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah, right.
Darren Bennett. No, I remember Darren Bennett saying this when they made the. And this is either side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
The receptionist gets a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think it should it's be if you've played a game.
Yeah.
If you're a first year drafter and you've come in and you haven't. You're a training, but you haven't. What have you contributed? Fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, probably not. But if you've played. You know.
There is a simple solution, though. You get a medal for playing in the Premiership team.
Yeah, and a medal for.
Medal
being
for
there.
Playing in the ground on the day.
Yeah. 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 Whatever, I still think they should be recognised with something.
That's
like
100%.
McStay, without him, they don't make the ground because he kicks a couple of goals in the prelim or whatever it is, so he's out.
Yeah.
Taylor Adams obviously contributed a lot during 100%. The year. So, yeah, I believe so, yeah. And I think the fucking assistant coaches, they put in more time and effort more than anyone. Like, they're mad. They spend.
Now you're at this stage of your career, I know you've got another year of dates, whatever, so you still aren't keen to become an assistant coach and spend 40 hours a week coaching?
I can't wait. So I've just got to get through. I've got to get through my next year of footy. I was talking about this with someone the other day. It's like, just say, for instance, you know, son and under 10s, they want me to coach. Do I have to go and do a course? Because I'm not, like, what fucking planet do I have to go and teach a course about trying to put cones out and give you a handball drill and like talk about football? Like, I reckon a 15-year service at the top level probably
service
gives me a...
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you. Gives me like some kind of like just don't worry about sitting in fucking TAFE listening to some bozo talk about footy that probably just played at, you know, Danny Nong 2s all year.
I think there's a little more to coaching than just...
From Snackstar, not killing any co-workers yet. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. From Ree, Swanee's one-liner. Shut the door.
Yeah,
his favourite was Swanee's one-liner. Peter Dacos is as happy as a hard cock at a cunt shop.
Good one.
And our math science is from Nick. So this is how we actually went this year, Dane. So 9.5 over under. Adelaide. Use and under.
They went over, didn't they?
Yeah, they went over. You got Brisbane right as an over. Brisbane were only 9 wins as the over-under. Can you believe that?
Yes, that's why I took the over.
Why were they so low? My goodness.
No, I've got
Heath and I stood out of that one. We all said Carlton over 13. They were 13.5. So
That's over.
That's an over. Yep. For Pies, just got over their 12.5 with 18 wins. You wouldn't believe it. You and Heath got that right.
Did you get that wrong?
I stood out of that one.
You mean you stood out?
There were a few that we sat on the fence with. Well, no. Heath and I did. You, of course.
You got to put your balls on line for the fans. We'll have to do this. When does the footy season start next year?
We all got Essendon wrong because we said under.
What was their total?
The under was 10.5. They were 11.
Fuck, that's a high over. They win 11 games.
They won 11 games.
They got a couple of cheap ones in there.
Exactly. They beat us by half.
Yeah.
Well, you and Heath got this team wrong. Right. I got it wrong. Can you...
Oh, Freo? Was it Freo?
It was Freo.
What was their wins?
They were 10. The line was 12.5.
Okay, yeah.
All right. The Cats, we got the Cats right. 15.5 was their over-under.
Didn't get
close, 10. The Suns, you said under.
How many, and I'll say what I said.
Well, 10.5.
I would have said under.
Yeah.
But they win.
9.
Yeah, but yeah. You're on all right so all right.
far. The Orange team,
Sun.
8.5 was Suns. The over-under. Yeah.
I would have said under.
No, we all said over.
What was it? How many did they get?
13.
Okay, we got that right.
The Tsunami.
I thought you were talking about the Suns. GWS.
The Hawks, we all said under.
And what was it? 4 or 5?
Over.
No, but how many games? 4 or 5?
6.5.
They won more than that.
Okay. 7. By half.
Jeez. We've been pretty spot on so far.
Yeah. The Ds.
Oh, the Ds.
Would we have said under? That would have been a high total.
14.5. We all said over. No, 16.
Okay, sweet.
So we got that right. The Kangas.
I would have said under, surely.
We all said under. The line was 6.5.
Well, they win?
3.
Oh. Walked it in.
Port, you got wrong. I sat on the fence and Heath got wrong.
What was it?
The line was 12.5.
Did we say over?
I used an under. It was 17 wins.
Port wins 17 games. Yeah. Fucking hell. Where'd they finish on the ladder?
Well, the top 4. No, I think them and the Ds both went out straight sets.
Okay.
Yeah, because of Hinkley getting re-signed. And
They won like 8 in a row, that's right.
We got the Tigers right. 13.5.
Yeah, we say under.
We're all under. They were 10. By the way, one of the stories of the year was that one of the things that really amused me during the year was the Damien Hardwick charade. Will he sign at the Gold Coast? Fuck me.
He's probably still laughing.
Yep. I can tell you about some horse racing in the 80s that was as certain as that. Saints.
No, I know. I definitely got this wrong because Heath fucking got it into my head. He said they're going to be the worst side of all time. Yes. Yeah. So I followed Heath here. Yes. Yeah. So we got this wrong.
We got that wrong. 10.5. They went 13 games.
Yeah. Yeah, he said they're going to finish bottom 2 or something like
that. How many players could you name at St Kilda still? Ed Sheeran.
Tony Lockett. Yes. Yeah, not male. Probably She should have done it. We should have done it. Like, where are they? What play? You should give me maybe first day, but what players are where? Like, all the new who's been traded.
Well, particularly if you're going to be away for February. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you might know.
Oh, how many bad hot takes are you going to miss in February?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll do a list of things.
Thanks, mate.
From Sydney, 13.5.
We would have said over?
We did. We all got it wrong. 12.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah.
This was fun. The Eagles.
We would have said under, surely.
You said over.
Did I? Fuck, I'm an idiot.
Heath and I got it right. They were over, under. And now think about this in hindsight. 8.5 wins.
Well, they really? I've been so good so far. What a fucking idiot. That was the most. That's the worst call of 2023.
Three.
I don't deserve three to wins. Do a gambling three. Podcast after picking three. Them. That was the worst. That might be the worst call of 2023.
And the Dogs, you said under. I sat on the fence. Heath said over.
How
12
many?
And a half. They won 12, so you got it right by half.
Man, I would have cleaned up if you followed me. How many did I get right?
So they got...
I thought we got about 4 or 5 wrong.
Yeah, I think you did pretty well.
Out of 18 sides, I reckon I got 4 or 5 wrong. That's what you call a fill-up if you ever run out of backed me. So you're welcome, everyone, and we'll go back again and do it again. And because I know my football, obviously, I got that right, I've got a top 8 for you.
Do you?
Yep.
So just first, and okay, Brownlow, you said Clayton Oliver. You fucking jinxed him.
Oh, so we got, I don't know. Anyone get it?
He said Jeremy Cameron, jinxed him.
Yeah, well, he was flying early.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the money early.
Exactly.
No one said Nick Dacos?
I said Petrarca and Andrew Brayshaw.
Petrarca wasn't far away. He probably should have won.
No, he was fantastic. Mm. Actually, as a genuine highlight, going to Sydney and seeing the D's and Dane, with due respect. Mm. Petrarca didn't get 3 votes in the. Seen a man carry a team on his back more. And I just thought maybe umpires don't always get it right with their voting.
Maybe. Right. But yeah. Don't say that too loud.
Exactly.
Because they got
it right one
Coleman, another one you killed, Harry McKay.
Yeah, well, did he kick 10 goals this year?
Well, something like that. Yeah, he was injured as well. Heath, Jeremy Cameron. And I said Norton. So here we go.
Do we have the grand final?
So that's the Nick. Thank you to Nick for listening back and telling us.
Do we have the grand final there?
Top two.
So I reckon I'll pick Collingwood, Brisbane in the granny.
Well, you said Brisbane, Geelong, Melbourne, Collingwood.
Yeah, and I reckon in the granny I said.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
Yeah.
Out of your top four, you've got
3.
Heath, Geelong, and Melbourne.
Yeah.
And me, Melbourne, and anyone but North and West Coast.
Yeah.
We'll get the North and West Coast bit right. So anyway, true. So thank you to Nick for listening to all that. And have we got anything else that we need to say?
Oh, I had a top 5 of Dane's really insightful phrases for 2023.
Okay.
There was more, but I didn't understand them at all, so I've left them off and just gone with the top 5. From Math Science Round 2, you said, technically you're cleaning your towel every time you get out the shower. Listen to us for profound advice.
Tell me, what do you mean? How are you not?
Just because you don't wash your towels very often.
But you wash it because of the water.
But because you think you're getting out your shower clean.
That's right.
But you still like getting like skin cells and shit on there. Like.
No, but it's also wet. So yeah,
and then exactly. And then like the water. Like, so no, you're not. But that's one of Dane's top 10 insightful phrases. There's no wheels on footy boots.
There's not. Well, that's factually correct.
During the episode with Kuda, you said that you probably would have won it wearing thongs.
Yeah, the brown line.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Modest. Dogs are not human, at number 2.
Well, that may be wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
What leads you to believe that?
I think sometimes dogs are human.
There you go.
You may have changed your stance. And the last one, and Dane's most profound phrase of 2023 is, the biggest difference between having one and twins is that there's 2.
That is also a factually correct statement.
Sometimes the wisdom you bring to this podcast.
I hear no lies there, in fact.
So we're back first week of March, is that right?
When's the footy season start?
March.
Yeah, mid-March. Oh, there's round 0 this year, of course.
Right. Yes. No, I'll be back probably the 28th of March. So the 28th of February.
We'll do the first Wednesday in March.
We can do the 28th of February.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah, it's a Wednesday.
All right. That's our next podcast.
Is it?
So in the meantime, Merry Christmas, particularly to people who don't think you should say Merry Christmas at this time of year.
Why?
What about Stonington Council?
That's what I'm saying.
Mate, Stonington Council, let me tell you, I live in the Stonington Council. Are you, is this Stonington?
You're in Stonington. Yeah. I don't think this is.
Okay, mate. Like, they've cancelled the word Christmas, so you have, people just, you say merry. Merry what? What a fucking joke. Like, the squeaky wheel always gets the, you know, the most oil, but like, to be inclusive, what about the 98% that fucking love Christmas? And the kids can't say Merry Christmas. And then they're building the parks in around my area. They fuck that up like you wouldn't believe.
Tell us
car parking's a nightmare. It's not even a council. Yeah,
they've got bakeries that give you 2 free day dishes and then charge you for it.
No, I got 0 for free. And I completely stand.
But he's got over it, Sam.
I completely stand on my opinion. That's completely right. There are a couple of big issues.
Why don't you run for some kind of position within Stonington Council? Oh, you've been
did
there
you see
long
Billy Brownless's comments when he was going into politics? Did you see that? I don't know the first thing about politics. I don't pretend to be. I don't care about
that
it.
That proves you would be perfect.
Yeah. I don't educate myself on things like, because I just don't care. Okay. I just like teasing them from my ivory tower.
And there's a way to go out.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.